Now, ladies and gentlemen, I want to introduce you to one of the truly finest, greatest, talented performers and spectacular human beings I have ever met here and in the beyond, from Liverpool, England, from the Upper West Side, Manhattan, and from all the way across the universe, Len Johnston. Let's hear it for Len Johnston, everyone.
Good evening, everyone. Len Johnston here, your host and avant-garde angel, taking you on a compelling compendium of creative creatures crawling right out of my cranium. Your perception was right. The world is completely mad, and it's run by insane people for insane objectives. But for the next 2 hours, I'll take you away from all those lunatics, and we will go into the parallel universe. We will reminisce, reveling to some really raucous rock and roll records right here on the radio. At the same time, we will lampoon the Lethal Ones with love and laughter, something they cannot understand. So gather round, all 8 billion of you, in front of a nice, hot, cozy, roaring lion, with a glass of Mouton Rothschild in one hand, perhaps, but definitely a chair and a whip in the other, so that you don't get eaten.
Your hair hang. was so exciting. Remember, the smile was so inviting. Remember, then he touched my cheek. Remember, with his fingertips.
You can take care of him. Anyone who touches him answers to me. Is that clear?
Yeah.
All right.
Anything you say.
You owe this young lady an apology. You behave very badly, you know.
It's all right, killer. Forget it.
But he wants to apologize, don't you? Take off your hat. Take it off! That's better. Now, say you're sorry.
Sorry.
I can't hear you.
I'm sorry.
Speak up, boy!
I'm sorry!
Don't you yell at me! Now, get down on one knee!
Nobody talks to me like that!
I do, and make it both knees!
I'm sorry.
You don't look very good, Short. Stand up. You don't look very pretty tall, either. Try it on one foot.
I'm sorry.
Nuh-uh. The other foot.
I'm sorry.
Try it with both feet in the air.
That's impossible.
You're not trying.
I'm sorry.
There, that wasn't so hard, was it? All you have to do is force yourself. But there's something missing yet. Lean on a table. Put one hand on a table and lean. And raise that foot.
I don't believe this.
That's very good. Now dance! Very good, very good. That was perfect. Now it's all a question of good manners, isn't it? Isn't it?
Yes, sir. It's just a question of good manners.
Fine, now take a walk. Wait a minute. Take a walk and take that walk backwards.
Now we got a real sheriff.
We sure have.
Come on, Sheriff, let's celebrate.
Come on,
come on, Polly, have a drink.
So low, that's what you do when your baby's gonna left you. I'm walking so low, I don't know why. She went and left me, sitting here dying and my heart keeps crying. She must come back and sing with me once again. I'm walking so low, just like a song when you sing it all alone now. There is no beauty, no harmony. I need her here now. Melody's gone and inspiration made, and her love made my life each day a symphony. Never but when I think of her, footsteps sound so lonely. There was a time when she walked by me. Guess I'll keep walking. Tears and the pain keep welling up inside me. I never knew love could be such a
take a walk on the wild side. classified as darling. But she never lost her head, even when she was given head. She says, hey babe, take a walk on the wild side. Said, hey babe, take a walk on the wild side. And the colored girls go do 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 do. Gave it away. Everybody had to pay and pay. A hustle here and a hustle there. New York City is the place where they said, hey babe, take a walk on the wild side. I said, hey Joe, take a walk on the wild side. Fairy came and hit the streets, looking for soul food and a place to eat. Went to the Apollo, you should have seen him go, go, go. They said, hey sugar, take a walk on the wild side. I said, hey babe, take a walk on the wild side. All right. Just speeding away. Thought she was Jean Dean for a day. Then I guess she had to crash. Valium would have helped that bash. She said, hey babe, take a walk on the wild side. I said, hey honey, take a walk on the wild side. And the colored girls say, do 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 do.
Well, I'm not the world's most physical guy, but when she squeezed me tight,
Yeah, why don't you walk like a clam, talk like a man, behave yourself, get off of that junk you're on, stop acting like a baby. Well, Frankie Valli in the Four Seasons, walk like a man for Pete's sakes, you know, straighten your tie, come on, be nice, and don't talk like that at the dinner table. Mummy doesn't like that kind of talk, you know that. You don't want Daddy to get out the strap now, do you? All right then. Lola from the Kinks before that. Lou Reed, Take a Walk on the Wild Side before that. There's not a lot of walking like that happening much these days, as people are all driven into fear, and that's what our show is about. Get out and walk. Put your shoes on. Put one foot in front of the other. Don't get locked indoors. It's not really necessary to let someone's words frighten you so that you are locked as a prisoner, not only in your own home, but in your own mind, in your own body. Think about it. Cogitate on that for a few seconds or three. Walking Through My Dreams by The Pretty Things before that. That was a bonus track off of SF Sorrow. Great LP. Should be in your collection, of course. Walking Solo from Maitreya Kali. We did a feature on them, by the way, going back a few months ago, I think it was, a few months ago, on bands and people that have been abducted by LSD, and that was one of them there. It was a very multi-talented chap who just had everything going for him, then he sort of lost his mind. But anyway, that's for another show. We're talking about walking tonight here, and we started off with a little snippet. Sometimes it's best to just walk backwards and get out of a situation. A little snip from Jerry Lewis in the film Partners, probably one of the first film he did with Dean Martin before all the big palaver hit, and then they wound up splitting up and all that stuff. You're listening to Len Johnston's Parallel Universe at OurGenerationRadio.com.
There's a FEMA train coming. Coming down the track. It's taking me to Walmart, but not to buy a snack. I planned on going shopping, thought I'd save a buck. But now I see that barbed wire and I see I'm out of luck.
Yeah!
Hello, I'm Johnny Cash. Did you know that by the year 2024, there may not be enough fuel left to heat our homes? That's why I'm saving all these egg crates. And I'm also listening to Len Johnston Thursday afternoons at 4 p.m. Pacific and 7 p.m. Eastern on OurGenerationRadio.com. Len plays all the great oldies of rock and roll, country, bluegrass, folk, and all kinds of other great music and funny stuff, too. And you'll definitely get a charge out of listening to Len.
This generous helping of Len Johnston's Parallel Universe is brought to you this evening courtesy of Cobalt Flats, glow-in-the-dark pancakes. Never lose your appetite again. Someone will spot it 3 miles away. And I just wanted to point out, if you do have a song that you would like to hear, a special song, or if you just want to stay in touch, you can always write to me at info@tributetojohnlennon.com. I'm also on Facebook. It's Len Johnston, Len with two N's, of course, and Johnston with a T. Or you can find me on, Who's He, What's It's YouTube. Time Traveling John Lennon, you type that in, that'll bring you to Lennon Returns. And that's me. I'm the one speaking the proper Queen's English. And, you know, holidays are coming up, incidentally, rapidly coming up. And if you would like to get a really cool, fun gift, unusual gift for your friends or your family who are, you know, Beatles fans or Monty Python fans, or they just like really cool, off-the-wall sort of things, well, listen, I've got them on my website. And maybe you want to pick up one of my CDs, which has original Beatlesque, Lennon-esque music, which I've played on here before. Crazy, wacky poems, sweetened to some really amusing and funny sound effects and other things. We've got T-shirts, Psychedelic Len Johnston's Parallel Universe T-shirts. posters and all kinds of stuff, and that would be at time traveling. I had so many URLs that lead to one place. TimeTravelingJohnLennon.com. TimeTravelingJohnLennon.com. Furthermore, further down the Beatles road here, Beatles Magazine is an online publication with over 35 million plus visitors on all their pages. It's read by thousands of fans around the world every day. Beatles news is updated every 24 hours. Audio, video, photos, interviews, contests and more. Follow Beatles Magazine, the most complete online coverage. Visit and join their page. BeatlesMagazine.blogspot.com/Facebook/Twitter or /Google+. Be here now if you'd like to experience what it's like to participate in a protest march on Washington, D.C. in 1964. Or to be present for conversations between Guru Das, Stokely Carmichael, Martin Luther King Jr., Ken Kesey, Tim Leary, John Lennon, George Harrison and Swami Bhaktivedanta, then you need to get your copy of Love, Medicine and Music by Guru Das for the higher consciousness experienced by so many in the 1960s, and it's only $25 for all this rich experience. Shipping and handling may be extra depending on your location. Order your copy of Love, Medicine and Music today. Visit GuruDas108.com. That's GURUDAS108.com. And, you know, that would make a great holiday gift as well. I've got my copy and I enjoy it immensely. Can't exactly read it while I'm walking, but that's another form of meditation. So back to the theme of walking and the meditation of walking.
Look, with these gals that want to buy it, most of them are old and dignified. Social registered types, you know what I mean? They can't be trotting down to Times Square to pick out the merchandise. They gotta have some kind of middleman. And that's where old Daniel comes in, you know what I mean?
Hey, I'm walking here! I'm walking here! Up yours, you son of a bitch! You don't talk me that way! Get out of here!
Don't worry about that. Actually, that ain't a bad way to pick up insurance, you know.
Phases and stages, circles and cycles, and scenes that we've all seen before. Let me tell you some more. situation, and I stand with my back to the wall, walking is better than running away, crawling ain't no good, and if guilt is the question, truth is the answer, and I've been lying to me all along. There ain't nothing worth saving except the one another. And before you wake up, I'll be gone. Cause after carefully considered whole situation, and I stand my back to the wall, walking is better than running away, and crawling ain't no good situation, and I stand with my back to the wall, walking's better than running away, and crawling ain't no good at all, and crawling ain't no good.
Boom, 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 boom. I'm gonna shoot you right down, right off of your feet. Take you home with me. Put you in my house. Boom, 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 boom. I love to see you struck up and down the floor when you're talking to me. That baby talk, I like it like that.
wanna hear it just mow to the flow.
Humble Pie. I walk on gilded splinters. So that's an appropriate song for Belgium, which is where that was a live festival, Biltzen Festival in Belgium. Everything is gilded there, isn't it? Yeah. Before that, Boom Boom from John Lee Hooker. A funny thing happened actually in the chat room. I was trying to tell the people who the song was by. And it bloody censored me. It didn't like the word hooker. I couldn't believe it. I was stunned. It put little asterisks over the last name Hooker, and which reminds me, I mean, censorship is becoming so just insidious, and it's gotten so bad that this morning after I took a shower, I stepped out of the shower, and I stood in front of the mirror, and I looked down. The lower half of my body was pixelated and grayed out. Before that, Willie Nelson, Phases, Stages, Circles, and Cycles. Fats Domino before that, I'm Walking. And if you're walking in Manhattan, you got to watch out for the traffic, as Dustin Hoffman attests here. Ratso Rizzo from the Midnight Cowboy. Tonight's show, by the way, I'm dedicating to a dear friend of mine, Jonathan Kent, whom I lost a week ago, Wednesday, and he was 85 years old. And prior to his last birthday, he was doing rather well. He was active, and he walked about a mile every day. And the friends that he was staying with reported that he had just lost interest in eating since June. He just kind of gave up. And I guess he just made a decision to give up. And by October, he just stopped eating altogether. So he wasted away. But he was a super athlete. He became a super athlete at age 57. Prior to that, he was never an athlete. And again, it was a decision that he made. He wanted to be an inline speed skater. And he competed in, you know, the senior division in many competitions and marathons and things. And on many occasions he won. He won his age group, Athens to Atlanta, or Napa, Calistoga, which is over hills. That's quite a challenging thing, that, you know. And it's important to point out that he is a person who lived his life to the fullest until he couldn't anymore. And when he could no longer skate, then he would ride his bike. And then when he could no longer ride his bike, he took long walks. And when he could no longer walk, he just kind of, you know, made the decision that that was it, you know. But the point I'm trying to make here is that nothing kept him down and nothing kept him locked inside of his home. And that should apply to you, everybody out there. And maybe it's time, you know, if there's something keeping you indoors, maybe it's time to question that. Challenge it and say, is this something that I want? Do I believe that I have to stay indoors, given whatever it is that they're throwing at us on the news? Maybe the cure is just a simple click away, or a, you know, chuck out your TV set or whatever it is that's telling you to be a prisoner and get rid of it and liberate yourself and go out and see nature and take a hike, take a walk, be with the birds, be with, you know, see some deer or whatever it is you see in your neck of the woods. Get out and enjoy it. Anyway, that's my two cents. Tonight's show is about walking, if you haven't sussed that. You're listening to Len Johnston's Parallel Universe at OurGenerationRadio.com, and we are just past the hour here. Let's keep the music flowing right along here with Creedence Clearwater Revival.
Susie Q. Oh,
Yeah, Somebody Walking in My Home, a little bit of Chicago style blues there. Howlin' Wolf, Somebody Walking in Your Home in the middle of the night, may not be, depending on where you live, it may not be somebody, it may be a rat. You don't know, but it's good to keep a flashlight and, you know, something handy just in case. Susie Q before that, Creedence Clearwater Revival, playing a little bit of swamp rock for you there. Just talking to people in the chat here. By the way, why aren't you in the chat? Come and join us in the chat here. We're having all kinds of fun and reminiscing, talking about all kinds of groovy things here on the Group W bench. I won't say what those things are. You have to come in the chat room and find out what they are. Yeah, Susie Q. So I certainly hope you're enjoying the show here as we reminisce or talk or wax poetic, whatever it is, on the theme of walking. Walking is very important. It's important to you, to your psyche, your health, your well-being, and to your mates in the house. Get out of the house once in a while, you bastard. For God's sake, so take a walk, will you? I can't stand the sight of you. You know, that sort of thing. Especially if it's like you're going along with this whole plandemic thing and you can't, you know, you live in a flat, you live in a one-room flat, you start to get on each other's nerves after a while, you know. Not good. Hey, anyone out there wishing to fund any of my creative efforts, which would be my film, this radio show, new songs, any of those sort of things, I take donations, you know, for my creative projects and things. And the way to do that, if you really want to help out, and I'd be grateful, I'd be very grateful if you did, is go to venmo.com, and that is venmo.com/Len Johnston, and that's Len with two N's and Johnston with a T, of course. So, and hey, remember, holidays are fast approaching, and I put this question out to all of you. How are you going to observe this surveillance day this year? Well, you might consider getting a high-powered telescope to peer into your neighbor's windows, but that's kind of passé, don't you think? Why not get the new iPhone at the mouth from McIntyre with the all-new contact tracing capabilities and social credit system built in, just like in Red China. Remember, suspicion breeds confidence. As we say here, be sure and get out and see the world before YouTube takes it down for violating community standards. June of 1963, as a matter of fact, 22 June 1963, to be specific, John Lennon appeared on Jukebox Jewelry with a panel of others and as a weekly series critiquing new music that was being released during the day in Britain. I'm going to play a little snippet here and you can hear what John has to say. This is our Beatles set coming up, by the way, for those of you who are wondering when that was going to happen. It's happening now. We're not interspersing them tonight. You're just going to get them all at once, you know. So hear what John Lennon has to say about Elvis's new song, The Devil in Disguise. Listen to the song afterwards and you give us your thoughts. Tell us what you think about the song and was John on the money about it. This is, remember, this is 22 June 1963.
Hey, that's the man himself, not in disguise. The song is Devil in Disguise, but for now, can't disguise the fact is Elvis Presley. John Lennon.
Well, you know, I used to go mad on Elvis, like all the groups. But, you know, not mad. I don't like it. And I hate songs with walk and talk in it. You know, those lyrics, she walks, she talks, you know, don't like that. I don't like the double beat and chucking back, but it's awful. But poor old Elvis. Well, I've got all his early records, you know, and I keep playing them thinking, he must make another like this. But somebody said today he sounds like Bing Crosby now, and he does. There's people writing in now, I know, and saying, what do you mean? I don't like him anymore.
Thank you.
Casey.
If he did sound like Bing Crosby, would it be bad?
More for Elvis, yeah.
Oh!
Andy's All Together Now record. You know, I like the idea of back one shouting and one answering, but, you know, not that. I prefer the recent Little Eva, Smoky Locomotion, folks. But not that, you know. Just like a, you know.
You look like an angel. Love that's true, it's me. things I gotta do. I got no business being here with you.
Well, is that enough Beatles songs for you for a while? I know we could go on, couldn't we? Really could go on. Just some of my personal faves here, some that we haven't played in a dog's age. You know, When I Get Home from A Hard Day's Night. That one could have been in the film, really, for that matter. Would have been lovely, but you know, they have to keep those things down to a certain length, and they can't really overdo it, otherwise people lose interest and all that, you know. What You're Doing before that off of Beatles for Sale, and that was from a mono remaster CD from 2009, or Are You Lucky Enough to Have the Vinyl? I always love that one because George Martin is playing piano on it, and Ringo is playing kettle drums. So pretty nice. Or is it George Martin playing kettle drums? I don't know, maybe I stand corrected. Join the chat and tell us, set me straight if I don't remember that one correctly. Tell me what you see before that. Another one that was actually on, Beatles 6, I believe, in the United States, but actually was on Help in Britain. Another Girl before that from Help, and with the Beatles was It Won't Be Long, another happy, cheery little tune, which everybody needs some happy music nowadays, given all the people who are trying to suck all the oxygen from the room. You can only have one person over for dinner, and that is yourself. And you must eat in a closet, and you must wear a mask over your private bits while you eat, and then remove the mask while you're not eating, while you're chewing, and then put the mask back, and then you must do several cartwheels, say seven Hail Marys, and so on and so forth. No, they wouldn't do that because that's about God, and they don't want God anyway. So, but you get the picture. Cat's Walk before that, that was a rare demo from the early days of the Beatles. And what did you think? So we played Elvis. I threw Elvis in there. You're the Devil in Disguise. So that was 1963. You're the Devil in Disguise. And a critique from John Lennon and the panel of jukebox jury going back to 22 June 1963. John didn't care for the song much. He thought it sounded a bit like Bing Crosby. And that's when the songs were becoming formulaic and he was getting into the films. Thank you, Colonel Tom Parker, for that. So, again, come in the chat room, voice your opinion. What do you think? Did you like the song? Did you not like it? Did you give it a thumbs up? Did you give it a gold star? What do you think about it? This generous helping of Len Johnston's Parallel Universe is brought to you courtesy of the Make-A-Wish and Blow Out the Tyranny Foundation. And as I have said, if you have a particular song you'd like to hear, just write me an email at info@tributetojohnlennon.com, or you can friend me on Facebook, Len Johnston. And, you know, while you're there, hey, the holidays are coming up, Christmas and so on and so forth, why not get a cool gift for your friend or your family? I've got all kinds of great stuff. I've got a CD, Village Idiom. We played a lot of the musical bits and comedic bits on here, and you've rather liked them. So why not share them with your friends? If you're a Beatle fan, Lennon fan, Monty Python fan, we got some psychedelic posters as well, and some T-shirts. Just go to timetravelingjohnlennon.com and pop in the store and see what we got. Time to keep on walking here.
Yeah.
wanna walk you home. Please let me walk you home. I want to walk you home. Please let me walk you home. You look so good to me. I was a lucky guy who could walk you right on, darling. I love the way you walk. I love to hear you talk. I love the way you walk. I love to hear you talk. I'm not trying to be smart. Trying to break your heart, but if I ask you for a date, will you tell me that I'm not too late? I wanna hold your hand. Please let me hold your hand. I wanna hold your hand. Please let me hold. So good to me. Ooh, I saw you walking all alone. That's why I want to walk you home. Let me walk you home. Please let me walk you home. I want to walk you home. Please let me walk. So good to me. Ooh, I saw you walking all alone. That's why I wanna walk you home. That's why I wanna walk you home. That's why I wanna walk you home.
That's why I wanna walk you home. Fats Domino, yeah. That's the other thing, is the walk, walking home. In the good old days, walking home from a date, and, you know, the romantic evening, nice warm breeze and all that stuff, and the, you know, the tension, the moment, and the sweaty hands and all that stuff. And way back when people were civil and all that. I mean, what are they now? I don't know. Anyway, I Want to Walk You Home. That's Fats Domino from the single Sleepwalk. Before that, Santo and Johnny. And if you remember Stephen King's film Sleepwalkers, you probably remember that one. Pretty bizarre film, I must say. I won't get into it, but anyway, pretty strange. And there's one scene where the local sheriff is making a phone call. He gets into the house and he sees that something has gone wrong, and he realizes he better go report it. And the woman who's the murderer and the crazy person, whatever, she grabs an ear of corn and she stabs him in the back with it, and he dies. And an ear of corn. And right away, all I could think of was, oh, how macabre. Hush, silence. Runaway before that, from Del Shannon. I say Runaway before that. Del Shannon. And that one was on American Graffiti. And Running the Gamut here today. Take Up Thy Stethoscope and Walk. From Piper at the Gates of Dawn. Pink Floyd, of course. Sid Barrett, during his fun, psychedelic, avant-garde days. We're going to keep the music rolling along here because we got a lot more to get through.
We'll be right back.
Peter Tosh and Mick Jagger. You got to walk and don't look back. Sometimes it's best to do that, especially if what's behind you is not a pleasant thing. Walk On from Neil Young before that, On the Beach, and we started off that set there, a mini set, with the Yardbirds doing Stroll On. And those of you who are Yardbirds fans immediately know that that was just Train Kept A-Rollin' with new words over legal issues, which appeared on the in the film Blow Up by Michelangelo Antonioni. So, my dear friends, you've been listening to Len Johnston's Parallel Universe at OurGenerationRadio.com. Another 2 hours have just flown by like a subatomic particle in the Philadelphia Project, and I want to thank all of you for having rematerialized here in the Parallel Universe, especially those of you who join us here in the chat room every week and make it so much fun. Special thanks to Rick Wrigley, our station manager down there in Columbia, South Carolina, keeping it all alive with OurGenerationRadio.com. Remember to get on my website, TimeTravelingJohnLennon.com, and watch your step out there. Be good to one another, because things are getting pretty crazy and pretty nasty, and everybody is being challenged by the banksters even more so now than when I first started doing this show in 2014. Remember, hey, this is about walking. Get out and walk and see nature and be with nature and enjoy things and you know, see the earth before YouTube takes it down for violating community standards. That's all I'm going to say. Good night. God spank you and have a tyranny-free tomorrow. See you next week.
Wanted to stay. Start a cold.